The Burt Show.
So I've been having really crazy nightmares, and the weirdest part about them is that when I'm in them, they're recurring. And when I'm in the middle of the dream, you know, I will...
What do you mean when you're in them?
Like when I'm in the middle of dreaming them, there's a familiarity to it. So I've been there before. But as soon as I wake up, they're gone. And only one of them I have been able to sort of write down, you know, because it's kind of driving me crazy. Because... it's just that weird space between sleep and awake for like 10 seconds. I can remember, okay, I've just woken up from a nightmare. It's the one I have all the time, and then it's gone.
So it's the exact same nightmare.
There are two or three themes in them.
I totally know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
Hold on, I just want to get it. I want to find out exactly what's going on.
It's like two or three themes that are in them, and once I'm in them, they're familiar, but when I wake up, they're gone again. It's the most bizarre thing, and only one of them that I can remember, and it's like I am trying to save this homeless woman and her daughter. Okay? I have no idea why, but it's like this, almost like this, like, adventure movie of trying to, like, save this homeless woman and her daughter from their bad situation or whatever. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know. My friends have tried to interpret that one, but we'll just leave that be. So, and then there's two or three more that when I'm in the middle of them, I go, okay, I've been here before. I know what this feels like, whatever. And then when I wake up in like 2 seconds, it's there and then it's completely erased and completely gone. And it's driving me nuts because I'm like, I want to be able to at least know what they are in my conscious mind because they're so familiar in my subconscious. Isn't that weird?
And it's so vivid when you wake up that you're like, I'll remember this, no problem. And
yes.
Literally, that happens to me all the time with good dreams. Like, God, that was a great dream. I got to remember. And it's
gone
as soon as you wake up.
But like completely. And you almost have to wonder if that's for the nightmare. I don't know. Like for me with regular dreams, I don't know what it is. But for the nightmares, I almost wonder if that's your brain saying, you don't need to remember that.
When did you start having
these? Deleting it, you know what I mean?
I mean, I've had recurring dreams over the years, but these have been, I don't know. I mean, definitely months and months.
So does it go with the personal stress?
Probably, but I think it's been going on longer than that. But I don't know, probably.
I told Jeff that probably for, I don't know, 2 years now, when I take my nap in the daytime, and this is the one where my body wakes me up after 5 minutes. It's a 5-minute nap. It's quick. I'm out, but I always dream. Mm-hmm. And probably for the last 2 years, it's been nightmares. Every single one. Yeah. I mean, not so scary that I'm afraid to fall asleep, but I know it's going to be a bad dream. So when Jen and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I started keeping track of them. And I do remember them when I wake up. And there's a reoccurring theme in all of them now.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm being attacked.
Really?
So in a dream, it's Dobermans will attack me in one dream.
Really?
The next day when I go down, sharks are attacking me. I could be in a mall and I'm getting mauled by a bunch of guys that are attacking me. And I've only taken notes on it like the last week because I knew we would be talking about it. So I'm always being attacked. Every dream, 2 years during my nap.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what somebody, you know, what a... you know, dream analysts would say about that is why are you feeling so attacked?
I don't know.
Why are you having this, you know, this consistent thing? But the strange thing to me is it's different scenarios all the time.
Yes, but it's the same current theme, and that's only for my nap. Now, my dreams at night, overnight, are totally different and totally fine, like last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny we're talking about this today. I had this really great dream about surfing with my best friend.
Cool.
And I woke up, when the baby woke up at like 3:11, I was kind of ticked, but I was like, oh, but I just got off that big wave. This is cool. It's only those 5-minute naps when I fall right into that REM sleep.
Well, I mean, from the outside looking in, I mean, like you said, you know, there's different things going on with you and stuff. But with Bert, I think that, again, from the outside, because that's in the middle of a work day. So I wonder if you feel, is there a responsibility you feel, in the past couple of years? I don't know whether it's because Hollis is in your life and now we... you know, have moved to a bigger signal or whatever, just this feeling of you being the lead in things and having all this responsibility and other people trying to take it away from you or, compete with you or something. That's the first thought I had.
No, I mean, I think the current theme in my day every day is my goal is to be done with work at 5:00 so I can hang out with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I fail miserably every single day. So I'm always rushed to get to that 5:00 point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how that would be interpreted in my head as being attacked. Maybe because Stacey talks to me about it so much.
Or maybe you feel like there's always something keeping you from what you want to do. Or I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, you have a dream. Well, this wouldn't help.
What?
Hobby. We have it. You know, we've had Carol Cummington, who is a really good dream
analyst.
And she's written books, and she does the whole, oh, well, this means this, like general, you know, speaking in general symbolism. Like, oh, you being attacked is a reference to this, and the person being attacked at the mall is a reference to this, and then it's your job to figure out how those apply to your life. Like, mm-hmm. She doesn't say, well, here's what's going on in your life, but she says, well, generally speaking.
Like, if your teeth are falling out of your face, that means that
something.
You're out of control or something
yeah.
like
right.
that.
I used to have one where I would be stuck in a hallway and trying to get out of a building, and the hallway would shrink as you got down to the end of it, and then I'd have to turn around and go back and turn around and go back, and
Willy Wonka.
It was like it was kind of like John Malkovich or whatever, you know, just being sort of stuck in this building and not being able to get out. But that was a long time ago, but I could remember that one. That's what's driving me nuts about these. I can't remember.
Good morning, Caleb.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Hey, incidentally, who's more Metro? I missed out. I heard the first part yesterday, but I missed out on who was legitimately more Metro.
We'll do part two today and get our final scores.
It's a straight up tie.
I mean, we're really splitting hairs here, though, aren't we?
Yeah, with a little hair gel. they're tied right now.
Oh, okay. So you never got to part two?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha.
Is that what you're calling for?
No, I was calling because if you eat bananas before you go to bed, it helps you remember your dreams when you wake up.
Really?
Really?
Like the potassium in it or something will make you remember them?
I don't know if it's the potassium or something else in the banana, but if you eat a banana before you go to bed, your dream will be more vivid, and your ability to remember it at the when you wake up will be, you know, infinitely better. I've tried it because I've had the same situation that Ben's had, the same dream over and over and over. No, I'm having the same dream. Can't remember it when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Banana the night before. Next morning, that's what I was doing.
It's frustrating. And then you tell yourself, too, like as soon as you wake up, oh, I'll remember that tomorrow morning. And then you wake up and you never remember.
Because it's usually, they're so bad that I will wake up in the middle of the night, sit up, and I'm like sweating.
It sucks.
You know? And then I'll be like, oh, I'll definitely remember that. And then so you try to roll over and go back to bed, mm-hmm. and then it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, completely. But I'm going to try the banana thing.
That works other ways also. Like if you have a great dream, like I've done that deal also, where mm-hmm. you're having this killer dream and then you're like, I am going back to sleep and I am finishing that one out.
Have you ever successfully been able to do
Never
it?
Never been no. able to do it.
I think
it.
I only have once.
Really?
Yeah. And I was so happy when I woke up the second time. Yeah. Went back to it.
Mine usually has something to do with like Megan Fox, and I'm just not. I'm not done yet. I'm not done with you, little girl.
Too much info. Thank you.
Real quick, Fernando, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
You sound like a Fernando. Hola, Fernando.
Hola.
What's up?
Anyways, I've had nightmares about becoming a DJ for Q100.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a sales over or anything, but yeah, I am a DJ, but not for Q100.
What? At times, I would say that this job is a little nightmarish,
yeah,
so you may be awake.
For the record, I have those same nightmares.
The Burt Show.